Hang Zone coming at you.
Previously in the Hang Zone.
Hey, Tom.
No way.
I think she was naked Playboy like age 50.
Hey, Tom.
Really?
There's some snapshots of her, yeah.
Yeah.
Tom?
Yeah, Ty.
Just because your mic's on doesn't mean you have to take advantage
okay,
of it.
Okay, F you, Ty. Why don't you just die? Why don't you make everybody happy and die?
Good God.
What's that all about?
Oh, boy, I thought me and Grego were in a fight.
Ty just bows up.
About what?
I'm throwing him up
Ty,
right now.
He just wants to bow up and take me on.
Wow.
Fat F.
Whoa! Wow. Hey, you can't mess with Tom in his hometown.
He's a Marine,
this is his
too.
Home.
Salute,
yeah,
Tommy.
He just he decides to just blindside me. Yeah, go ahead.
Don't piss Tom off before he's eating his candy bar.
You rip with a pee.
Man, I wish I...
Dude, Tom is really mad.
He is upset.
I wish I had Radio TiVo right now.
Calm
so
down.
I could see what happened.
Dude, Tom is actually mad.
Eat your Fun Dip or your Pixie Sticks.
All right, Hiawatha, you calm down, too.
I'm going to tell you a fact about Texas that'll change the way you think about Texas. There are more tigers in captivity in Texas in private collections than there are in all of the wild of the world. I'm going to repeat it because I know you're like, oh, the Fear Factor guy's just making shit up to make his jokes work. No, there's more tigers in dudes' yards in Texas than the rest of the fucking planet. How is that possible? Because they can. Because they went through the rule book. Don't say shit about tigers. Order it up, dude. Order it up, dude. One guy got a tiger, and his neighbor's like, shit, I didn't know we'd get tigers. And he got two tigers. The first guy was like, I ain't about to let this out tiger me. And he opened up Tiger World with his oil money.
I've chosen my words carefully, Persian. Perhaps you should have done the same.
This is blasphemy. This is madness.
Madness. This is Sparta!
All right, we got a lot of different things coming at you today, okay? And I'm just sensing a little bit of a lull right now. F*** that. We don't got time for that shit.
Hey, what's up? This is Willie Carly Stein from the Dallas Mavericks, and I never listen to Dan and Jacob on the Ticket.
I haven't played, and you can mark this, ice hockey in 16 years.
It's just afternoon on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. So pop that lunch on your car tray, sit back, and hang in the Hang Zone.
And people are just chatting with Bryson DeChambeau. Say what you want about Bryson DeChambeau. There's only 60 people talking to him.
Featuring David Mino and his hot back.
There needs to be a murder.
Our female CEO, Julie Dobbs.
Okay, good. Well, this is exciting news, everybody. Let's celebrate.
Blake Jones. Who's Blake Jones?
Plano.
And now, your Hang Zone host. From noon to 3... It's Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
Wow.
Man, I love that open.
My head is spinning. Almost as much as when I watched the Cowboys' new video, which we will break down today at noon 50. Hello, it is Butt Thursday, but it is his Friday. I am Dan. He is Jake. He's gone tomorrow. Show number 300. Jake said, if we hit 300 shows, I'm taking a day off.
I get it now.
And there you go. Show 257.
I was like, is it Gerard Butler's birthday? What are we doing with this clip?
Just a really cool movie.
And made sense there.
257 shows here in the den. The plan is to go back to the studio
back
or Pittsburgh next Monday. But, of course, the plan was to go back to the studio yesterday.
This doesn't sound good already.
Well, I'm just saying plans do sometimes change.
Okay.
Just have to realize that. But we're publicizing our plans.
That's good.
So there you go. All right. Let's get it going.
All right.
I got a question to ask you, Blake. Blake was sending me some cool stuff on the Slack behind
my
back.
Why is he not on Zoom?
Fine.
Are you guys going to watch it?
Why can't I see him?
I'm getting there.
Okay.
Tablet died.
Hi.
He mentioned that there's two Kemp Spin birthdays today, and I knew about Dennis Rodman. You also say Morgan Wallen. Who's Morgan Wallen?
He was the country star, right, Julie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
he said the bad word.
Yeah, he was actually scheduled for SNL. And this was not like something dug up from 10 years ago. It was maybe like a week before he got his, quote, cancellation. More on that in a second. Where he was screaming the N-word. Like, I'll go blank that blank up. And I think it was actually captured on a doorbell camera.
Morgan Wallen.
Now, here's why
it's a man. It's a male.
Yeah, it's a male. Now, here's why
I thought Morgan's a cool girl name.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
This is the thing about being canceled, Dan. Yes, his appearance on SNL did not happen in the wake of this video's release. But what did happen is that his music sales on the digital platforms hit record highs.
Really?
They don't often include that part of the cancellation conversation.
Could that work for us?
Doesn't seem like
we're looking
anybody
for ratings.
Ends up homeless.
We're looking anywhere for ratings. So if we should say something that's cancelable, well, how would that work? Then we'd be off the air, and then we wouldn't get ratings.
Well, I think the move there is then somebody will come pay you more to support what you said. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Seems like a big risk. Not a risk.
Yeah,
not,
and really not one I'm willing to take, but if you want to walk on out on that limb. But yeah, that's a good one.
Moment of silence for Shirley Cost.
Paul in what?
You know who that is, Julie?
I do.
Should I feel bad that I don't?
I didn't until the Rangers tweeted out today. We mourn the loss of our beloved cookie lady.
Oh,
Shirley Cost.
Sad.
And extend our deepest sympathies to the Cost family, and we share that sentiment.
We brought you some cookies.
That's where I got them, from her.
You did?
Yes, those were her cookies.
Born in 1939. The cookie lady. Was she canceled by Fox Sports Southwest? Did they just say, hey, grieve?
Yeah.
No, that was Julie.
Well, we know.
Anybody who carries cookies.
Yes, they canceled me. I did not cancel the cookie lady. I just want to make that clear.
But she was pushed aside, at least as part of the broadcast. Now, I imagine that she was still delivering delicious treats.
Yeah. They said there was too much cookie talk.
Don't bring it up on the air.
Yeah.
Get down to business.
Boy, do you
People
remember
need
the
to hear about
baseball.
War?
Yeah, the cookie talk
Dude,
debate.
Dude, baseball's so long. You got plenty of time.
Yeah.
To work in cookie talk.
And anything else, right?
People like, love the cookie talk.
Well,
I believe they did as well.
Here's the thing. The people who didn't really didn't.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how...
The higher-ups.
Vocal minority that was.
Oh, you mean a Twitter faction or a...
And yeah, I don't know. The higher-ups got rid of her, so somehow...
Well, higher-ups tend to, I don't know if ours do, because they deal with, it's the ticket.
Yeah.
But in real world, the ticket is not really the real world. In the real world, just a couple of tweets, or a couple of negative mentions can cause a change of a whole giant swath of your business. And that's stupid, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you remember, we all thought it was pretty weird when Josh got let go.
Josh Lewin?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
He's a fine talent.
Yeah, and
very
I think it
talent.
Was that he wasn't really serious enough. I'm not totally sure what was behind that. And then we had Buzz and Tom, basically the Marley and Marley Muppets of Christmas ghosts. I thought they were awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Buzz and Tom. So.
And I love what we have now, but it's
kinda like
different.
Whatever they've ran through there.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Because after Josh was John, and I accidentally called John Josh on the air once, and I think that played into my dismissal as well. So I'm happy to be somewhere where I can make mistakes that are celebrated.
Can we find that audio?
Probably. Oh, yeah. I'm sure it's there.
Well, that means
the dream
can
before
you
the
find
dream.
That on. When I say we, it kind of
strike one to Austin
oh,
Jackson.
You're putting that on me, then.
Not me. I don't know how I would do it.
I don't know. I can look into it.
That means no. I've looked into things.
I
told
myself
someone that
enough
before.
On here.
Well, R.I.P. Cookie Lady.
Yeah.
You were a real contributor.
Got an email.
From did you now?
P1 David. So he writes, hey guys. This is P1 David. My wife is Nancy, who runs the drop your pants thing with Bob. So now I'm more interested.
To Nancy.
You've met her many times.
I wanted to send you this little ditty I made. And then he goes on to describe what it is, but I don't want to describe what it is. I want to play it for you. Since you're going back to the station soon, this doesn't have much of a shelf life, but I thought you might enjoy it. You've made me laugh at work for so many years, I thought I might return the favor. Thanks from P1 David. So these things I'm always a little worried about.
With reason.
Because if they're just horrible, you don't want to play it on the air, and then you don't want to make fun of it because the guy put something into it, much like Emmett's Way, a song that a P1 wrote and sent to the Musers many years ago, I believe, which was just a very serious song. Is there any way we could find that? That's got to exist somewhere. But
I've heard them play it relatively recently, isn't
it? He really wrote a heartfelt song about how he felt about Emmett Smith, but it was kind of
he did it
so wheels off that you can't send something like that to Gordo, okay? And really, I almost don't like you sending anything to us, but I wanted to let you guys judge.
Why are you doing this?
P1 David sent us a song, okay?
I'd like to be from noon to three in the octopus den of iniquity.
It's good.
With Jake and Dan.
I was worried, but you're right. It's awesome.
In the octopus den
of
brilliant. Iniquity.
It's amazing.
We could be so happy you and me. And I really just like mean it literally. I'd like to be from noon to three in the octopus den of iniquity.
I'll tell you what. Sometimes I would just not respond to the email or whatever, and I'd pretend I lost the email.
Yeah.
So if it was really, really bad. Now, here's the thing. If you're listening and you've sent a song, I might have actually lost the email. Cumulus email is not the tightest ship.
Can I say this? If you got an email from me that said, hey, I like it, I'll let Dan hear it and then we'll decide.
That means
he never heard it.
We'll have Kemp spin and Julie will drop in our little hideaway in South Lake Town. Sports comic Dan is now a thinner man and no longer has to dress up like a clown.
What he said there.
From noon to three in the octopus den of iniquity. Be in the octopus den of iniquity. Be in the octopus den of iniquity.
Got the pedal steel cooking.
Man, that's awesome.
So good.
It really was. That's going in the rotation, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very good. That could even, some of that can be used as drops. Yeah. Salud, David.
So P1 David.
I'm getting a lot of feedback on my Morgan Wallen point. The country singer
who said the N-word or something?
Yeah, and these P1s, I know we're not supposed to look at Twitter during the show, but I'm going to issue an apology, and I don't know if I'm going to be putting this headset on again.
Oh, dear.
His cancellation from SNL was actually, and I do recall this now, there was a bunch of videos of him like partying at a bar and maybe even like a frat or sorority party in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, he was making out with...
Yeah,
more
there was
than
a bunch of
girl.
Snapchats and...
Making out with who?
A bunch of girls.
Yeah, more than one.
Nice.
A whole bunch of them. Like, and this was...
Like college girls?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean,
you're at a sorority
them,
party? Or
yeah, and at the bar. And, boy, he got real excited there, didn't
well,
he?
Well, no, I mean...
yeah, he did. What did they look like?
How old is he? And is this a...
Video?
Real creep...
Julie...
No, I was doing my Dan impersonation.
He's 28. Oh, you know, you probably had 20, 21, 22-year-olds. And I do recall now that ended up, like, you know, on TMZ and everyone was... Because it was peak
COVID time. So he didn't say
the COVID time. No, he did. It was just later. And that's when his sales, I recall...
That's when his sales shot
really
up.
Really shot up, yeah.
So sales don't shoot up for making out with 20-year-olds.
No. And I think they might have actually...
Damn, because I thought that'd be a good rating sink.
I think they might have actually ended up booking him later. You know, once he was clear of...
SNL did?
Tuscaloosa COVID for making out with 10 chicks.
Oh, and then
yeah.
They canceled him again?
No, I think he actually... On that, he did. But then later, his actual video that got out with the N-word. So he had a pretty rough year. Other than the whole record sales thing.
Well, it was good until that one thing.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, a thumbs up and a thumbs down.
Sure. You know, that, the life of a rock star.
That will happen. Well, thanks to P1 David, whose wife is Nancy, who runs the Drop Your Pants.
That's a whole family of contributors right there.
Yeah.
One of you's... putting all of your time and energy into clothing the homeless. The other is writing bit songs for a midday show. What a power couple.
Well, ask what we care about more right now. It's what helping us. Let's start the show next. I mean, I guess the show's already started. Have we all been talking? I think this is the start of the show. But start the sports portion of the show next. Apparently, we're moving the Mavs off the front page. Our front page is 12:30, the front of the sports page, right? Because everybody's going ape-s about... Somehow the NFL has convinced us to go crazy about the schedule release.
Unbelievable.
But I got to tell you this. Jerry Jones and the Cowboys have pulled the pants down on the rest of the NFL. Next. Next.